This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We come now to the end of the week and the end of this great passage we've been looking at for several weeks, where Jesus is giving his final teaching to the disciples to prepare them for his imminent departure to go back to be with the Father, and they're going to carry on life without him right there beside them. And we too are living in that condition and learn so much from what he's saying to the disciples. He tells them near the end of John 16 in verse 23, "And in that day you will ask me no question. Truly, truly, I say to you," there it is, you're going to have trouble believing, but it's true anyway. "Truly, truly, I say to you, if you shall ask the Father for anything, he will give it to you in my name. Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be made full." Do you know that that makes six times in this one conversation with the disciples that Jesus has made this same promise? "Ask for anything in my name, and you'll receive it." Well, that's an amazing promise, and six times means Jesus is making no mistake. He wants to be sure we catch his message, that if we truly pray in his name, that God will answer. What does it mean to pray in his name? Does it mean that we just say, "In Jesus' name, amen," at the end of our prayers? No, that's kind of like saying abracadabra at the end of your prayers. That's not what makes your prayers be answered. Praying in Jesus' name means we're praying what Jesus would pray. We're praying on his behalf. We're first saying in our prayers, "God, what do you want? Jesus, what are you trying to accomplish through this circumstance in my life, or through this circumstance in someone's life that I know? Because what you are trying to accomplish is what I want to see accomplished. I know you have a good purpose, whether it's through blessing or pain, and I want that purpose to be accomplished." And so as you first ask him, what is it that you want? And then you pray what you know the Lord Jesus wants in a circumstance. Then, as John tells us again in his epistle later on, if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we already have the request we have asked from him. So learn to listen to God and ask God first when you pray, what is it that you want to do in this circumstance? Study the scriptures, come to a conviction about what God's purpose is. Then when you ask for it in prayer, you can ask in complete faith. Jesus goes on to say, "These things I have spoken to you in figurative language. An hour is coming when I will speak no more to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly of the Father. In that day you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will request the Father on your behalf." That is, when you pray in Jesus' name, it's not that you're praying to Jesus and then Jesus takes your prayer and takes it to the Father for you. No. You don't need to pray to a priest, and then a priest takes your prayer to God for you. There's no one that needs to be in between you and God the Father. Jesus says, "You will ask in my name, and I do not say that I will request the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. I am leaving the world again and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Oh, now you are speaking plainly and are not using a figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things and have no need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered, "Do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming and has already come for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, But take courage. I have overcome the world. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.